This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, one of the least controversial things I think I do here is talking about freedom. How about the freedom to say no to government edicts, mandates to reject or disagree with? And I say it's the least controversial, and for many, it is so controversial. How is it possible that you could disagree with the government, media, medical complex consistently here for 20 plus years on radio? Because I'm right. You know, the principles of freedom don't change. How about the principles of informed consent as a concept? Going back to the Nuremberg trials and the things that happened when they realized, my gosh, you know what happened under the Nazis was not a good plan. It wasn't good government. It wasn't good governance. The doctors there taking Jews, gypsies, gays, undesirables, the unclean, and throwing them into camps and experimenting on them. You know, probably shouldn't be something that other governments ever emulate and do again. And yet here we are in 2019, 21st century America, and, you know, not only America, United States, Canada's doing it. Most countries that are in league or in bed with the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which ironically, the demon spawn of IG Farb in Nazi Germany era. Of course, there's things that went on before that, I acknowledge, but a lot of times that's as far back as memories go. We have adopted basically Nazi-type medicine in America, promoting a concept of acceptance without consideration, blind obedience to edicts from a cult, a medical cult that our country here in America, and of course most of the Western world, has adopted as religion. Vaccines are the sacrament, as you know, I think, by now, if you're an old, long-time listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Vaccines are a sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They are part of what they consider the rites of passage. In fact, not just a rite of passage, which, you know, that's an obligation, I guess, if you're in a religion, but that everybody has to have that same obligation, right? Freedom of religion, what's that? Yeah, we talk a good game about the First Amendment, but when it comes to actually supporting families who believe differently than the majority status quo about religion, and in this case, medical church, then now we have to force them to participate. Or maybe they have to go underground and flee, much like what happened in Nazi Germany. Those that were fortunate enough to find a way to hide or flee and were helped out by people who had a conscience about what was going on back then, said, this is horrific, this is horrible, this is wrong, and I'm willing to risk my own freedom to help others to find their freedom again, to protect them. And now we've got a mass psychosis in America, although there have been some positive signs that the medical dam is breaking. Over the past few days, we learned that the Colorado bill to force vaccinate without exemption, no religious or philosophical exemptions, and limited medical, is dead in Colorado. In Maine, we learned that there is a conflict between the House and the Senate that could effectively mean that that bill to prohibit philosophical and religious exemptions to vaccines is dead. We don't know what's going to happen in Washington. We don't know what's going to happen in Oregon yet. But in Albany, New York, there's a lot of, in the health committee, there's a lot of dissension now. They're not certain. I think in that case, it might have died as well on a 13-13 vote, if my memory serves correct. Things that I didn't think would happen in 100% pretty much Democrat control of the House, Senate, and governorship in the states. Okay, this is where they are promoting, without exception, blind obedience to the medical church. And I opened today's show talking about, ultimately, the right to informed consent. Jeremy Hammond has a great article about it in the Foreign Policy Journal. And he talks about the mass, uncontrolled experimentation on the people of America, specifically. Our children, grandkids, our parents, our aunts and uncles, our grandparents, or even ourselves. If we basically say, sure, you tell me I have to, I will roll up my sleeve or drop my drawers, just give me the shot, because it's easier to go along to get along. What about pre-licensure safety? What about the tests conducted? Does that matter? You know, and here's the, you know, the interesting thing about this. We can negotiate and debate and discuss whether the vaccines have been scientifically, evidentiarily, I just made that up, proven to work some of the time, part of the time, most of the time, all of the time. And we can dive into the scientific weeds, and I don't mind doing that. In fact, I enjoy that. I think it's fun. It's engaging. It's mentally exhilarating, although it can be mentally exacerbating, because if you try to talk to a skeptic pro-vaccine cultist, there's no discussion to be had. It's an all-or-nothing scenario. The science is settled, which is a statement of admission that you're anti-science. But I think that ultimately the winning argument, not that it has to be an argument, but hey, you know, we're an argumentative species. The winning argument would be freedom. Freedom should rule the day. Overwhelming even your fear of disease, or what's called or considered disease, in terms of accepting even the idea that the germ causes disease, which I don't accept here on the Robert Scadbell Show. That's not part of what we have a fundamental paradigm leap from. Germs cause disease. The mere presence of or contact with a what's called a pathogen, a bacteria, a fungus, or now a virus. Again, I dispute viral causation as well. We're going to get into that with Karma Singh today. It's going to be an interesting discussion. If anything gets interesting and controversial, today will, as we question the very veracity of the existence of a measles virus. And some would say, Robert, now you've jumped the shark. You've gone off the over the, you know, whatever the falls in a barrel and expected to live. I realize that the things that we talk about here are not necessarily popular from a pharmaceutical construct perspective, from a government authoritarian control perspective, or from a media, mass media, that has psychosis due to the money that comes in to support their efforts to what? Propagandize on the goodness, the godliness of injecting children and adults and pregnant women, even though there hasn't been adequate safety testing, pre-market or post-market even surveillance. All of this is in the article. Well, I say most of this is in the article by Jeremy Hammond today. So I would urge you to go read it. And I'm not getting into the politics, because Jeremy has different perspectives on the Israel-Palestinian crisis. And some of you are going to go, well, how do you even, you know, quote the guy that believes Israelis are horrible? And I'm not even saying that. Again, I don't want to go to that controversy, but I recognize that that's a whole different discussion. And I really want to focus here on freedom, fundamentally. But it is not to the exclusion of discussion of the science, but recognizing that we don't have the mouthpiece that the mainstream media does in terms of yelling, science! And everybody goes, oh yes, it's been settled, right? And we go, wait, hold on a second. It's never really settled, and we should always question these things. In addition to pre-licensure, post-licensure, the Hep B vaccine that they give at birth in America, or to women who are pregnant, never been tested on infants or pregnant women. It's admitted. Is that a problem? No. People that have a cult-like devotion to vaccines don't care that the science hasn't actually happened in that regard. How about mutations after mass vaccination on the population? Vaccine-induced herd immunity that is bogus. The shifting of the burden from manifesting these infections in childhood that help to develop functionality to your liver, for instance, and mature your immune system, and shifting that burden to adults with waning immunity, pseudo-false immunity from vaccines, and then manifestations of what was safe largely in childhood, including measles. Children in first world countries are not dying from measles. And then shifting that burden when it becomes much more dangerous in adulthood. All of these things. No consideration. And then we're going to ask the question, what measles virus? That's going to be fun. Some people say, hey, you shouldn't do that because then people are just going to dismiss you, Robert. They're going to say, no, we can't listen to anything Robert says because he actually entertained the discussion that the measles virus might not exist. But then again, why should I worry about that discussion? Since this has been the one program in main, you know, I say on radio, it's mainstream radio stations around the country, 20 years now, that has questioned, and rightfully so, the existence of HIV. And whether it does exist or doesn't is almost inconsequential to the fact that there's no such thing as an HIV test. People would say, don't say that, Robert. People are going to think you're crazy. No, they already think that. I'm not worried about it. I'm right. They're wrong. And it isn't so much an ego thing. I could care less about that. It's simply that if you have a nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test that can react to 120-plus different things, including pregnancy, to say, oh, you're HIV positive, and then they're not sure, then they have to add a questionnaire to that and say, are you black? Are you from Africa? Are you gay? And that determines whether it's a false positive or a false negative, or a real positive or a real negative. Again, this is the kind of insanity we have to cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because very few others are doing it. And I feel an obligation to speak honestly, openly, directly, truthfully about pretty much everything. Some of those things I drop hints for you to read about and research on your own. But when we come back from this break, again, stepping into it, you know it. Does the virus they call measles actually exist? We're going to get into transmission electron microscopes as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637. Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours today, 6 days a week, and then some. The Robert Scott Bell Show live, home in broadcast radio syndication, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, so many more places, naturalnewsradio.com as well, and we are live on YouTube while we are still able to be, and Brighteon later on as the archive goes into activation. Those of you watching right now, I'm kind of trying to monitor those live comments. We're working on getting Karma Singh on the line from Germany today. Very excited about that. And it's just, like I said, controversy after controversy on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, if I just kind of stepped in it now that we're actually going to talk about this subject, about, you know, not just viral causation of disease, which is controversial enough, we dispute it, but the existence of one specific virus resulting in one specific, you know, disease manifestation. Is that too much? Super Don's not answering. Okay, never mind. I think it's too much, but I'm doing it anyway. But fundamentally, the issue is one of freedom. Nothing less than that. Whether you have a belief in viral causation of disease, whether you have a belief that, oh my gosh, if you don't vaccinate, you're crazy, or the other, if you vaccinate, you're crazy. Can't we all get along? Can't we allow for a difference of opinion and perspective? But apparently, in this regard, vaccination, that beyond the pale to have a different belief, a different view, right? The founding fathers, of course, always invested in liberty, and they never, never thought that they would have to hold back, I don't think, a tyrannical government from injecting the people with experimental toxic poisons and antigens. Speaking of those things, with the illicit response of a antibody is the hopeful response, is it even necessary? Karma Singh joining us from Germany right now to talk about his latest article over at the Bolin Report. And it's a statement saying, what measles virus? Karma, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good evening from me, and good morning to you.
Yes, and everything in between. Thanks for joining us today. And, you know, am I crazy to take this subject on with you, to actually talk about it in public for people to hear and consider?
Yeah, I do.
You do what? You do talk about this. You write about it. And I'm willing to talk about it, too. But on what basis do you make the leap? Because we have discussed viral causation of disease, and I think viruses, we have no earthly idea what they are, really. I mean, packets of genetic information spewing out of our cells endogenously rather than catching them. But for you to make that statement, hey, man, there's not even one specific virus that's a measles virus, that's pretty amazing.
Well, it's like this. The virus theory was created, if I remember correctly, 1895 by a Russian botanist who discovered a disease where there was no causational bacterium. So this goes back to Pasteur and Koch's theory of infectious disease, which is actually collapsed in the last few years. But that's as far as it goes. It never got further than being a theory, or a hypothesis, to be more accurately. And in his lifetime, there was no microscope that was capable of seeing a virus. So, you know, he never saw one. And neither did his Dutch colleague who followed in his footsteps. And then in 1932, they invented the electron microscope, which could see things that small. But an electron microscope could only see dead things, and only in black and white. So just making a side note here, any picture that you've seen in a magazine or on television of a purported virus in color is an artist's impression of what a virus might look like. It's not a photo of a virus, because any photo of anything that small, if you're using an electron microscope, is black and white.
Mm-hmm.
So they discovered these particles, and they instantly said, that must be the virus we've been looking for. And that's it. It never got any further than an assumption. There's no evidence that that was there before the illness, or whether it's an effect of the illness.
Yes.
And you know, we had to wait for Gaston Nathan in the 1980s.
Karma. Stand by. When we come back from this break, I want to bring up Gaston Nathan as well. And in fact, I interviewed the author of The Persecution and Trial of Gaston Nathan, Christopher Bird, many years ago. So we'll talk about that, Karma Singh. Very, very controversial radio today. Is there a measles virus? There is no spoon. Yeah, we're going there.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
All 143 people on a plane that skidded off a runway and wound up in a Jacksonville, Florida river Friday were saved in a dramatic rescue, but their pets were not as lucky. Captain Mike Connors, the commanding officer, says their first priority was to get all the people on the plane to safety.
I had learned that there were pets aboard the aircraft, and my heart immediately sank because I'm a pet owner myself. And cannot imagine what the pet owners were going through.
It was a wild end to the Kentucky Derby. In a tweet, President Trump blames political correctness for a controversial decision at Churchill Downs that led to the disqualification of the apparent winner in favor of a 65-1 long shot. Undefeated Maximum Security crossed the finish line at Churchill Downs on Saturday ahead of Country House and Code of Honor. But 15 minutes later, following a rider's objection, Maximum Security was stripped of the title after stewards ruled that the horse had impeded War of Will, giving the win to Country House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Robert Scott, the Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Well, turn off your radio dial if you can't handle hearing truths that are so shocking, shocking, but rooted in liberty. The truth will set you free in that context. It won't result in more tyranny unless those freaking out about the fact that we're speaking about something so shocking that, hey, maybe the measles virus doesn't cause measles, or maybe there isn't one measles virus. Maybe there's a different explanation for infection, and maybe these childhood infections
are actually helpful to development of organs and organ systems like the liver and the immune system in a larger sense. Karma Singh is my guest this hour. He's written a lot for the Bullen Report. And originally from Germany, appearing now from Germany, it's like, where do we take this story that is so stunning? You know, come on, you know how crazy it is, how it sounds to say there is no measles vaccine. What is that? I mean, sorry, there is no measles virus. What does that really mean?
Oh, I lost sound.
Sorry, Karma. So the question
is, back again.
You got, when you say there is no measles virus, and I know this is weird, I'm going to ask you, what does that really mean? Does it mean viruses don't exist, or they're not what we think they are? We're still, you know, in a mystery about all of this. Karma, were you able to hear that question?
Yes, I thought you. I didn't realize the question finished. Okay. The theory or the postulate or hypothesis of viruses is something for which there has never, ever been any proof, and just assumptions and presumptions that when they found these particles with an electron microscope, dead particles, no idea what they are, and we don't know what they are, therefore they must be the viruses. There was no way that they could work out at that time, is this something which caused the disease, or is it an effect of the disease? There's no way with an electron microscope you could answer that question. And so we have to wait for Gaston Nesson in the 1980s with his new, completely new principle in microscopy, which made it possible to view living material at very high magnifications, 10 times the best optical microscope. And then you could see that, no, there are no viruses. There are what he calls somatids. And these are created by your body to break up damaged cells before they can pass the damage on to the cells next to them. So this, what they've called a virus, is actually part of a natural healing process. So where's your evidence for the virus? Mm. Where's your evidence for an external causation for the process? With measles specifically, there is no external causation. It's an internal, it's the body's clock. It takes 4.5 years for the liver to be mature enough to be switched on in its full function. And that's when what measles is. It's a process which switches the liver in onto its full function. I mean, parents will notice this after the measles. Their children have obviously gone through an enormous emotional development. The baby fat disappears. And for the first time, the child has its own face. That is the result of a disease? No, it's the result of a development process. And after measles, the liver then produces a special protein which signifies that the measles process is completed, doesn't need to be repeated. And that's what the pharmaceutical industry is injecting into our children. Somebody else's signal saying their liver is now fully functional, and that prevents the children who would get the so-called vaccine from going through this normal liver development process. Or better still, because this so-called immunity only lasts for a relatively short time, it moves the development of the liver to much later in life, where it's out of phase with all other development processes, and it causes real big problems. So, vaccines, as we've seen right from the very, very first one, for smallpox at the end of the 18th century, vaccines spread disease. They don't stop them.
Correct. They actually cause aberration to the metabolism, artificially injecting, or back in the smallpox scraping days, opening up and creating wounds on purpose and throwing all kinds of debris, if you think it was bad, if it's bad now, the debris that they're throwing in with vaccines back then, incredible. But some have argued it could be worse now with all of the existence of nanoparticles of things we don't even know. Karma, are there... And granted, peer-reviewed literature, I read it, I review it, and I'm sure you do too as well. It doesn't mean, even though we know there's a lot of sham peer review, there's a lot of conflicts of interest and economics, it doesn't mean there isn't some legitimate science happening and manifesting its way to get published. The question is the things we're talking about right now, Karma. Outside of Nassan's and the Somatid cycle and books and things, have any other research universities observed this and reported on it, or were they squashed the moment something like this comes out?
As far as I know a few people who have come to the same conclusion. And it's been made very clear to them, if you want to continue in your job in the university, you will shut your mouth. I don't have a job in the university. I've been self-employed for many decades, so that doesn't worry me. They can't put that sort of pressure on me. They try other things, but mostly they don't work. But sooner or later, it's a process of gradual learning. And what really delighted me last year was sitting in a street cafe in somewhere in Germany and listening to three old men on the table next to me and drinking tea and chatting about, you know, this, that and the other. And then one of them said, if you've got a health problem, you can't go to the medicals. You've got to try one of the alternatives, the medicals. They can't do anything. They're useless. And I thought, yeah, when that's being talked about openly in our street cafes, it's a very, very healthy sign. Because that was impossible 10 years ago.
Well, you're right. Suppression of speech, though, is something that we are seeing in America, the place where, hey, it's right into the Constitution where they said, no, you can't violate freedom of speech, and they're looking to suppress and censor discussions on the vaccine. I think, by extension, this would be beyond the pale to even consider the discussion, right? And I think for me, I'm investigating these things for my own health purposes, much less the whole history of medicine that has been altered by those who write the history books. You know, I talk about the discovery of Divided Legacy by Harris Coulter, learning that in America and now much of the Western world, medical curriculum was defined ultimately by the interest of pharmaceutical petrochemicals and patent medicines, and the discussion of immunity, the immune system, it's like putting horse blinders, speaking of Kentucky Derby yesterday, putting on the blinders on these horses, on humans, that you can only observe what we allow you to observe. If you stray beyond it, they're going to label you as a kook, a quack, you know, all of the ways that they try to, through collective conscious or collectivism, peer pressure you into conformity, right? Obviously, what we're discussing doesn't conform to any norms of biological perceived reality. But that shouldn't stop us from, at least discussing it like we are and saying, hey, anybody out there else observe this? And let's talk about it. Let's see what we find.
Yeah, that's perfectly true. I was delighted in the last article that I put on the Bolner Report, what measles vaccine, there was a reply from Feli, who was originally from Romania, but now lives in Germany, and not very far from the television studio where I'm quite frequently a guest. And she was actually at the trial where this guy tried to get the reward for proof of the existence of a measles virus and failed because the scientific reports that he presented didn't prove anything. And all he was saying is, well, yes, because report A says that and report B says that and report C says that, etc., taking them as a whole, we must infer, which means to guess, that the virus exists. And the judges said, no, that's not evidence, that's guesswork. And guesswork is not evidence. So they didn't give him the money. But she's she's studied these reports in detail and gone into them on a few other things as well. And she's, you know, I would strongly suggest reading her blog. It's amazing stuff on there.
Do we have a link to that? Do you have a link that Superdon could get and put out for people that want to go further?
When she answered in the comments below the last article, she put a link to her blog in it. So okay. You can just pick that up from there on the bottom report.
We're talking with Karma Singh. He's been writing about very controversial things for many, many years, decades, in fact. And he writes also for the Bolin Report, his latest What Measles Vaccine, or we would ask What Measles Virus. We are discussing things that are undiscussable on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, you know, no, there's no bad language being used here. It's not like we're using things to titillate you into listening. But, I mean, to go into an area, now a lot of people are going, well, I'm just going to wait till second hour when Robert starts answering questions from listeners. That's fine. But I'm telling you, fundamentally, the paradigm from which, and I hesitate to call what modern medicine has as a paradigm, because they're following bogus lies from Louis Pasteur, and then manifesting fear among the population of planet Earth to basically roll up their sleeves to get injected with who knows what's in those things. And those of you who know what's in them wake up and go, not in my body, not in my child's body. Yet the fear mongering continues about measles and all of these other childhood rites of passage that homeopaths have been addressing safely as almost as long as there's been homeopathy. But again, that's also beyond the pale, because we're dealing with a mindset that is collectivist, it's reductionist, it's only chemical, it doesn't acknowledge the reality of life itself going far beyond chemistry, far beyond molecules. And we'll talk about that and more. Another segment with Karma Singh. You can see his article linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Yes, we talk about things no one else talks about. But that's why I'm still on radio 20 years later, because where else are you going to get it? Come to robertscottbell.com. Links are all up. One more segment with Karma Singh taking us to the top of the hour. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, I'm having a good time here talking with Karma Singh, also the author of Tyrannicus Pharmaceuticus, R.I.P., and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can just click on the book itself. There's an image for you there. And he's doing amazing work, of course, as I said, I'm not even trying to be sensitive about it. I just recognize how this is received by those that are not yet here, conscious-wise, Karma. So maybe we should go back into the history of disease itself, what it is, what it isn't, what it's perceived to be by, you know, pharmaceutical minions, and what it really is.
Okay, well, the way I see it and the way most healers see it, because we're looking at tackling causes and not symptoms. The pharmaceutical medicine just is all about suppressing symptoms. But the work of a healer is about identifying and removing causes. Then we see that the overwhelming majority of events which are called disease and illness and whatnot are either natural development processes or natural detoxification processes. And the most stupid thing you could do with them is to try to stop them, because it just creates much, much bigger problems later on. Which some say is the objective of the pharmaceutical companies, because they then can sell a lot more of their crack nostra. Incidentally, you mentioned homeopathy very briefly earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
One point which very few people appreciate, homeopathy is the ultimate development of pharmaceutical medicine. It's the active part of the pharmaceutical distilled out, and all the toxins which make all the problems removed. And that's why the pharmaceuticals don't like it, because the active part costs, you know, a few cents to produce, and they're used to selling the active part plus a lot of toxins for several thousand dollars. So homeopathy, because it's so much more effective and so much cheaper, could actually make the pharmaceuticals bankrupt.
Yes.
So that's why I don't like it. Not because it doesn't work, it's because it doesn't make billions.
It works for fractions of a penny on their pharmaceutical dollar. And speaking of pharma and their drugs, when we talk about measles or measles death or whatever they want to, any of these influenza death, for instance, it is largely due to pharmaceutical intervention with their drugs that blocks the expression of the disease, which is suppressing the symptoms, and or stopping detoxification from occurring. And that's very dangerous. It's stupid. It can be deadly. And even neurosurgeons like Sanjay Gupta don't get that. This is what I call the allopathic medical doctor handicap. They are not taught this, so therefore they perceive that giving Tylenol to suppress symptoms is going to be just fine, except you can actually increase the likelihood of dangerous manifestations and death.
Very, very true. One of the things that's quite amazing is that in a medical training, nutrition is not mentioned. The reason for this is at least 40% of all health issues are linked to inappropriate diet. And if a doctor knows about this and tells you how to correct your diet, then the pharmaceutical companies lose 40% of their turnover. So he's not told about it. He's not told how to recognize heavy metal poisoning, which is why when you get these children dying from the heavy metals from vaccine, he doesn't recognize it because he's not been taught what it looks like. Now, it's a deliberate policy. The pharmaceuticals control the medical training. It's a deliberate policy. Anything that could detract from pharmaceutical turnover either isn't mentioned or is lied about.
Well, there is an imperative to control the belief system of, doctors for sure, but even the people who go to doctors. And once that belief system shifts from a victim status in terms of fear of infection, fear of viruses or whatever, going back to Pasteur, as opposed to the law of the terrain, right, which is empowerment, recognition that we walk through life and we learn from it, and it's there to help us, support us, and heal us, in fact, that changes the equation, and Big Pharma could not exist in that paradigm the way it does today. And I appreciate, Karma, all of your efforts all these many years of talking about the things that are untalkable aboutable, but we do it here, and you're welcome back anytime.
Great, thank you.
All right, that's Karma Singh. Please get his book, Tyrannosaurus Pharmaceuticus, R.I.P. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. Next hour, after the news break, we've got the Department of Health and Human Services. Are they coming to your rescue on religious exemptions to vaccination? We'll find out after this. How are you, George?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health.
The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.